From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Time once again for the DM deep dive, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for all of the DMs that you are sending into the show.
Maria, what do we have in the DMs today?
All right, Jem is asking, what are you most likely to have an intervention for? AKA the episode of How I Met Your Mother when they keep having interventions. An intervention for Maury's self-destruction, Mocha's wrestling obsession, Shem's hatred of the environment, Roz's chicken wing addiction, and Maria for being chronically lovely and charming.
Oh, wait,
God,
excuse
me?
Why do I hate the environment?
Yeah, I don't understand the Shem one.
My environment.
Have you ever said anything about the environment and hating it?
I said I hated paper straws.
Oh.
Wow, man.
Self-destructive.
Wow.
I would say the most accurate is Maury.
You're not very self-destructive.
Of course you are. You don't think that you're the reason for a lot of things? That like you...
For other people, not myself.
Oh, no, you're definitely...
No, it's you.
Yeah. You're the anti-hero.
Yeah.
You're the problem. It's you.
Okay, well, but I don't think that requires an intervention. Like, how do you have an intervention over something like that? Like, what do you even say to somebody, right? Like, I wouldn't even know. Like, Maury, you're literally sitting in front of all of us right now, wasting away because you're starving yourself to death.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That is self-destructive behavior.
Cool.
but how do you not see that?
But because all I see is the compliments.
Okay. So
I don't think I need an intervention.
But you are the self-destructive one.
Okay, but what do you want from me?
Nothing. I'm just trying to make you see.
I don't need an intervention.
That's what I said. I don't know how to put the celery down. I don't, like, what do you say, right?
For me,
here's
I think
a Kit Kat.
It would be,
yes.
Probably I buy so many hats and sneakers.
Oh.
Right? It would probably be that.
Good
like,
word.
I have so... many hats and sneakers.
We would have to like sit you down and show them all to you, right?
Yeah.
Like,
even though I look at them every single day.
Right. Yes.
And I see no problem at all.
But I don't think it's something is a problem unless it becomes a problem. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? But I think that if you started missing out on things, or if you were so obsessed with your sneakers that you own, you know, 500 pair, but refuse to wear any of them,
I have a few like those.
Or you wouldn't go certain places because you know what I mean? Like, if you can't live a normal life, right, then I think that may be a problem. But I think that if you can afford it all... And
there are certain kicks I will not wear.
No. Okay, fair enough. But I think that a lot of people may have something like that.
Sure.
But I think that if you were obsessed with buying only shoes that you had no intention of wearing...
Oh, no, no, I'll never do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's when it becomes a problem.
There's like five or six that I have that never, ever
wear. Is it because why? They're too expensive
No, I haven't seen them out anywhere at all since I acquired them.
Right.
Like, they are very rare.
Like what? Give us one example.
So, for example, I have these Jordan 4s that are, they're the Toronto Raptors edition.
Yeah.
So, Raptors color. I haven't worn them. I haven't even tried them on.
Right.
But they were gifted to me, and I have them sitting up on a shelf. And I haven't seen them anywhere. Like, I'm sure, like, resellers have them, like, on their website. But
right,
those
right,
ones I'll
right,
never
right,
wear.
Right.
I have a set of black and yellow Under Armour Project Rock, like, his very first round of sneakers that he ever released.
Yeah.
That I have never worn. And they don't sell those ones anymore.
Really?
I don't even know what the resale is on them. But those are up on a shelf
I was
as well.
Reading something the other day where when Michael Jordan was in his rookie year, I think, when he first signed with Nike, the first Jordans were black and red.
Yeah.
And the NBA had a policy at the time that like 60% of the shoe had to be white. And so Nike paid his fine every single night for every single game that he wore the black and reds. And they ate that cost and then wound up selling a bajillion dollars in shoes.
But
they just paid his fine every night. Right.
Maria, what would your intervention be?
I'm chronically lovely and charming.
Oh, right.
Okay. Next DM, please.
Rena says, I was on Ticketmaster and realized that Dallas Green looks just like Roz.
Huh. Yeah, we've had that before, right?
I get a lot of people sending me. There's one picture of Dallas Green where he sort of looks like me. I get it sent to in my, it winds up in my inbox at least once a week, I would say.
I think it's actually the one on Ticketmaster that looks like you.
Is it?
I think he has a bigger beard in it.
I think it's his new promo shot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly you, bro.
Yeah, he looks, it's a look like me. We have the same look, I would say.
Yeah.
Right?
As if you look like him and he looks like you.
No. We don't look like each other. We have the same look.
There are like similar features.
Like a beard.
No, like I wouldn't even say the eyes and the way the eyebrows are.
Yes, the eyes and the eyebrows. Absolutely.
I don't even know what he looks like.
Mm-hmm. Well, look in the mirror.
There's a Rolling Stone Australia photo and there are a lot of similarities like facially, even facial structure.
Uh-huh.
Like the cheekbones even?
And your hair, the way it's parted.
I look way better than this guy. On my worst day, I look better than this guy.
Wow. Damn, Dallas Green. You gonna take that?
Wow. What am I gonna say? He looks better than me? No, I would expect him to say the same thing.
We got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Victor says, hey, Maria, I'm starting to run, and I was wondering what tips do you have for a beginner?
Oh, great question. Because right now, you are currently... training for a half marathon that you're running in October. Okay.
Yeah.
So what advice can you give to Victor?
The advice I would say is take it easy at the beginning. Like don't push yourself too far. Only go with how much energy you have and get good running shoes.
Yeah.
Go get like your foot tested. I'd say don't focus on speed. Focus on length if you're trying to grow like go longer.
That's what she said.
I was new anyway that I said that. It was gonna... Anyways. And then food is fuel.
Okay, cool.
Get your foot tested for what?
You can go to like running stores and get your foot and shoe tested so you find the right shoe for your foot.
Oh!
Yeah. I thought you meant like for like some sort of disease.
That's what I thought too.
No, like you do like running tests and orthotics.
Like
how you step... Right? Yeah. Your heel.
Sorry,
your
I probably should have explained that a little bit better.
I got that.
Yeah, well, if your foot has fungus, you should probably check that out. But if it doesn't, you can just get your shoe tested.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you, everyone, for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us. Keep them coming in. We love talking about them every day. They get to Maria. Maria brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
You've got it.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
All right, gang, DM Deep Dive time. Time to get into it.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
C says, hey, Maria, you've gotten to know the guys pretty well. What's your relationship like with each one of them? Who would you consider your work dad, your work grandpa, your work weird uncle, and your work brother?
Ooh. So dad, grandpa, and uncle would all be Roz, right? Hey.
Yeah.
Or if you want to just switch up the verbiage, Maria, as you see fit.
Roz, I'd say definitely like work dad. Because I feel like he gives me a lot of insight into things.
Uh-huh.
I'd say... Weird uncle is Maury.
Yeah.
I'd say work brother is Shem.
Uh-huh.
And I'd go with like work fun cousin for you, Mocha.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Sure.
What else we got today?
All right. Keith says, according to this list, are you good at what is shown on your birth month?
Okay.
So I'm going to read through what it says.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So January, you're good at eating. February, telling bad jokes.
Why don't you just say the months that our birthdays are?
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry. He's going to go through the whole year.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start with you, Maria. You are August, which makes you...
Karaoke.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't think so. We all know what happened in Jamaica. There's no good karaoke for me.
Hold on.
No, we don't need to play it.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. Always, I know, you'll be at my show. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home.
Yeah, I would say pretty good at karaoke. Okay, let's go to Shem next. Shem is April.
Yeah.
Actually, both Shem and I are April.
Day drinking.
Bruh. Oh, yeah.
Me?
Yeah, accurate.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what, though? Shem in Jamaica was day drinking, so
you
maybe.
Were. Absolutely,
that's
you were.
True. That's
He was.
Very true.
He was.
Let's go to Maury next. Maury is in June.
Skipping the gym. Well done.
Yeah, accurate, accurate. And to round it all off, Roz, whose birthday is in October.
Being dramatic. Oh, also very
dramatic. I am not
dramatic. Stop that.
Oh, God, yes. What else we got today, Maria?
Okay, Tracy says, when Mocha asks, who is your favorite, people feel apologetic when they say Roz. I think it's because Mocha is asking and they're on the phone talking to Mocha. For 1 month, I suggest that Roz asks the question and see if more people choose Roz and perhaps apologize if they say Mocha.
First of all, I would forget to ask.
Oh, you're so dramatic.
This would be a disaster.
Yeah, he legit would forget to ask. I'd be like, oh, do the thing. And he'd be like, what thing? I have no idea.
Yeah, exactly. No, I have no interest in that.
Keep those DMs coming in. We love chatting about them. We've been on a mission lately, or Maria's been on a mission, has been tasked with trying to come up with a catchphrase to end off every single DM deep dive. Still haven't landed on one. So if you have one ready to go to test drive right now, Maria, go ahead.
This one was actually submitted by someone trying to help me out.
Okay, go.
So they told me to say, you just got D'd in the M, which I don't think that sounds right.
Bruh.
Not that I read that again.
That's the one.
That's the one.
I shouldn't have read that.
I should not have read that one.
No. I read that. I didn't really. I just saw it. I was like, okay, I'm going to read that one today.
Oh my God. I can't look at you now.
End it now.
That's what she said, first of all. Second of all, thanks, everybody.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time, ladies and gentlemen.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Hey. Okay, Jansen says, hey, Maria, a.k.a. Saganaki Queen. I'd like to know.
Can you remind us, what does that mean again?
Saganaki? Uh-huh. It's a type of flaming cheese.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Said in Greek?
Yeah, Saganaki is the way you say it. Yeah. Right. I'd like to know if your on-air personalities are the same as your day-to-day life. For example, I find Ryan Reynolds' way of acting on screen would probably be the same in real life.
No, it is not.
Ryan Reynolds?
By the way, yeah. It's a version of him, but he's much less sort of subdued. Oh. Mm.
I would say, yeah, like what you hear on the radio from every single one of us is what you get in real life, in person, when you meet us. Right?
Yeah.
I think that the difference is this, though. You can't say when you meet us, because when I meet somebody, I go out of my way to sort of like be more of the me on the radio than I am the me at home.
So who's the you at home?
Oh, like I'm not nearly as
miserable.
No, I'm just as miserable.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I am not, I'm a much quieter person at home.
You're not chatterbox at home the way you are here?
No.
And I was being sarcastic.
I walk slower.
I walk slower.
No, I would say it's difficult because when you meet people, you want to sort of crank it up and give them a good experience.
Sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You want to give people a great experience. And I think that we all do that to a certain extent. But I wouldn't say that, I mean, I'm certainly not exactly who I am here, like at home on the radio. Like, no way.
Okay. Everybody else?
No, I'm completely different at home.
Maury's completely different here.
Than at home.
No, then you are. Like, if we turn these microphones off, you become a different person.
But I think that's the same for everyone.
No.
I would say that I wait until I've left the building to sort of take the cape off and the underpants. You know what I mean?
You could have said cape.
True. I don't know why I brought that into it. I don't know. But I think definitely when we're meeting fans, I would say that Mocha is the best at giving fans who he is on the radio. I would say Maury's very good at giving fans who he is on the radio. Shem, I've seen him less, but I would say yes. Maria, picked it up very quickly.
Yeah.
I would say for me, it's a struggle. I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you see Roz out there in the streets, just don't approach. Don't say hi. All right. Next DM, please. Maria.
Fernando says, hey, Mocha, you mentioned you practice Muay Thai. How long have you been doing it for?
Did that like on and off for 20 years or so. I've been getting into boxing a lot lately in the past, like, 2.5-3 months. Mm-hmm. Just another way of getting exercise, cardio, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not for like competitive reasons.
Somebody
whatsoever.
I ran into somebody the other night that said that you should, that they didn't want to fight you, but they were working on some sort of celebrity thing where they said that you should fight. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna
get into a ring and fight someone.
No, well, there's a difference between like training boxing and actually fighting.
Although, so this gym that I go to, one of the trainers was like, said to me just last week, hey, when are you going to get into the ring and spar with us? I was like, no. Like, I'm doing this for, I like the skill. Mm-hmm. I like to learn. I ask a ton of questions. And I want to learn proper form, proper everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not out here trying to put on gear. And
really?
Like,
no.
Listen, some of the guys at this particular gym, these guys train for fights. And I've sat there and I've watched these guys spar. And they are no joke.
No.
I would get into the ring with a trainer if that trainer has pads, and I'd gear up like headgear, you know, I'd put the mouth guard in, and I would spar like throwing shots at someone holding pads in the ring just so I can get like my footing in and around a ring setting.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm ready just yet to spar with someone who is like skilled.
I used to box years ago in the 90s and I loved it. And I did it for 2 years, right? And then the time came where they were like, do you want to sort of like go in the ring and spar, right? And I thought, I was like, oh, fun. Somebody else who just comes, you know, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, we'll put headgear on and we'll just sort of like do the moves, lightly hit each other. But they wanted me to go in and spar with somebody who was training for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, why would I do that?
Here's what I would do, okay? Because I'm not saying I'll never spar with someone who's skilled. Here's what I would do. I would spar with someone who I know is skilled, who's going to teach me how to maneuver around what they're throwing or maneuver around a way for me to, like, get a shot at.
What about if it was somebody you knew you could whoop?
Oh, if I knew I could whoop?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so there we go. Yes.
Champ. Next DM, please.
Oh.
We're not doing that. We are not doing that. Don't even. It's not happening at all.
Yeah, it's not happening.
There's going to be no fighting.
Yeah.
Okay. Next DM, please.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're welcome, Shem.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Although that crowd would be wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Uh-huh.
All right. Lincoln is asking a question to Shem and Maury. How did they get started in voice acting, in the voice acting industry? I've often thought about it, but don't know where to start. I also got a catchphrase for you at the end of the DM Deep Dive, which I'll read this one out to me, too.
Yes. Let's start with you, Maury. How'd you get into voice acting?
It's something I always wanted to do, and I forever ago met with agents and stuff like that, and I did school for it. Like, I went to Mike Kirby's voice lessons in an old bank vault.
Okay.
Where it was me and him.
Sounds like a scam.
Yeah, but his real name's Hiker Mike, and so we would sit in the vault together, and he would teach me what to do. And
uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, which you were very used to, right?
Yeah, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Shem.
Wow, I actually never did lessons or anything. No vaults for me. No, my voice agent reached out to me after they actually heard us, Maury and I, do the Grace Kelly challenge.
Oh, really?
Really?
That was, yeah, back in, well, how many, 4 or 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
Heard me do that, and then sent in a script for a jingle, got the part, and then I've been doing it since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs.
How many other things on the list did you learn alone in a room with a guy who promised to teach you things?
How to breathe.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how the DM Deep Dive goes. Thank you for your submissions. We talk about them every day. Let's end off with Lincoln's suggestion, Maria, for a catchphrase for you to use, because we still haven't landed on one yet for the DM Deep Dive. Thank you. Wonderful round of DMs, Maria.
And that's how we take 5 for the DM Deep Dive.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? All the ones I've submitted, and that's the one you guys say oh to?
I didn't say all.
Yeah.
Is that
fan generated?
Yes, that's from Lincoln himself. He submitted that one for me.
We'll try again.
Yeah. Okay.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
This is part of the show where we go through the DMs that you are sending in to us. They get to Maria. Maria brings them to us here.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Ritwick is asking, if a crystal ball could answer one question about the future, what would you ask?
I mean, it's going to be something monetary, right? Like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know when I'm going to die. I don't want to know whatever. Like, I think that I don't want to do anything that's going to negatively affect my.
Like, what would you ask? Like, am I going to be X amount rich?
No, I'd be like, what are the lottery numbers for next week?
Oh, sure.
I would just make myself rich. I don't want to know anything else.
Yeah.
Right? I don't want to know because I would be so obsessed with it. If I found out anything about myself or my family or anything like that about the future, I would just be obsessed with that.
Because you don't want to screw anything up.
I would screw it all up, right? Yeah. So I don't want to know any of that. I would just simply ask, what are the lottery numbers? And then I would be rich next week. Sayonara.
Maria?
I've debated this one. I think I've with my friends too. I don't know if I would ask something about my career or like my future in terms of like where I'd end up like personally, if I would like end up with someone or not.
It would be that?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. It's one or the other.
Oh, so
I'd probably end up like where I would want to know where I would end up in my career.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shem?
I'm kind of with both Roz and Marie. I'd want to know that, but I'd also want to know, you know, lottery numbers, man. But I want to get rich.
But like nobody's thinking like if there's a crystal ball and it's not just about your future, Maria, the future. Like you could say, is the world going to end?
I don't want to know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to know that either.
I would be stressed out every day if I knew that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially if you do something to cause the world to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need that stress in your life, Darren Maury.
Yeah.
I'd go with career. Like, am I good here for a few more years?
A few? Wow, okay.
Maury, like, it's a crystal ball. You could go, like, you could look 50 years, 40 years down the line.
Man, he ain't gonna be around then.
Maury only wants to know.
I just want to know, am I good with the Roz and Mocha show for like another like 10 years?
This is a bit more Maury. Matthew and I want to go to the island next weekend. Will it rain? Right? That's Maury's one.
What a creep on the nude
beach. That's Maury's one.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right, Luke is asking, what is everyone's first core memory? And is Roz's memory in black and white?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, and there's no sound.
Stop.
It's actually the people miming.
core memory? Do you have one?
A core memory? What do you mean like a core memory? Like my first memory?
Yeah.
Core memories don't have to be like your first memory. Core memories can be something that like has just, you've held on to it since you were a kid or even from like 5 years ago, but it's like a core memory that you'll always remember, pending your age, obviously.
Okay,
Ross.
You go first, Maria.
I have this vivid memory of me and my sisters at our old place in Greece. And we used to take the chalk and make like hopscotch things. I mean, play all day outside after the beach. And I just remember like my family being there and like we had this big porch swing and it was our first place in Greece. And that always reminds me of home.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I remember I was a kid. Hold on. Let me find out when this show was even on so I can give you an estimate of how old I was.
Okay. 1897.
What is the matter with you? This would have been probably, I would have been about five, maybe. My mom and I were sitting down watching Laverne and Shirley.
Okay.
Okay. And I remember being obsessed with boobs. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know what transpired, but I remember I had a conversation with my mom because I think one of them on the show, you could always see. This is back in the day when bras were designed by men, right? Pointy.
Sure.
They're very appealing to the eye, especially a young man. And I was obsessed with boobs. And one, I have a core memory of, I remember, I don't know what I said, but I was asking my mom about boobs and what boobs looked like. And so my mom... Don't make that face.
Your mom what?
She went and got a piece of paper and one of my crayons.
Thank God.
Oh, no.
Thank God.
My mind was going there too. No.
And my mom sat and just drew boobs with one of my crayons.
You know what? Your mom sounds so awesome.
Right? That's amazing.
And then I remember she did like a couple and wasn't happy. And then she like grabbed another piece of paper and drew better boobs for me.
She went and got the easel.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God that's where you're going with this.
I probably should have. Yeah, okay, I got you now.
Okay,
I got
you. Know
you.
What? Let's just move on, please. What other DMs we got today, Maria?
All right, this is from DJ Papa Grizzly.
Okay.
All right. Says, hey, Maria, longtime listener, and thank you all for making my days great. Just a heads up, if no one has mentioned this to Roz yet, he might want to switch up how he does the come on bit when waiting for the results for the $25,000 sound. Bro sounds constipated.
Oh, for like needy or greedy when you're waiting for the results of whether or not the person is is right or wrong with their greedy guess, right? Because you sound constipated.
Okay. Come on. Oh. Come on. Do it. Come on.
Come on. Hello.
Come on. Do it. Do it. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Do it. Make it happen.
Come on.
Oh my God. It happen.
The last one. No, no, hold on. The last.
Come on.
Hold on. Wait.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Somebody get this guy a laxative.
Yeah, totally. What's that one? What's the one that, Restoralax.
Come on.
Benefiber.
Come on. Smooth, cool dude for real.
Come on.
Thank you, everyone, for all the DMs that you're sending into us. Keep them coming in because we love chatting about them every single day.
Come on.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
DM Deep Dive time.
Maria, what do we have in the DMs today?
All right. Eden is asking, there's a bar in Toronto that does Caesars with food on it. What different food would you all put on your Caesar?
Caesars are disgusting.
What?
Is that the thing with Clamato?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I went through a phase where all I drank was Caesars.
It's the really? Canadian Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've seen those. I've never had one because it's just not appealing to me where you get. I would just rather have a Caesar on its own without having like a sandwich attached to it or like a burger on stacked on top
but
of
they
it.
But they already,
like
don't
that.
They put celery and stuff like that and carrots in a
this
Caesar?
One here, was that they stack like there's
yeah,
like
so the score on King does ones with like massive burgers and they'll do like onion rings and all these different things and it literally looks like a bouquet. Yeah, it looks like a bouquet.
You take it off of the drink and you eat it
separately.
Yeah,
you eat it.
No, Caesars are gross.
What?
I don't know if I can have, I would enjoy a Caesar like, I couldn't have a Caesar with like a burger. It was Caesar would be separate or maybe with like fries on the side.
Yeah.
Right? I couldn't have it with a main meal.
It's not a
more time. No, more times no. I would just enjoy it solo.
But like, if you had to dress it.
It's like adult men who drink milk with dinner.
Oh my God.
That's Shem.
Icky.
Don't laugh, Shem. That's you. We know. Okay, if I had to have a Caesar with something on the side, it would be fries. That's it. That's my answer.
I don't think Maria meant on the side. She meant what would you stack on it?
Like, Maury's the only one that's getting this.
Okay. Onion ring. I'm going to say onion rings.
Okay, you're going to put onion rings on your drink?
Yeah.
With all the like, grease just running down?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Onion rings.
Right in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shem's laughing so hard because you had milk with your dinner last night.
I told you. Yeah, bull.
Bull,
you're such a liar.
Apple juice, man.
You're such a liar. Shem's sitting there, big
night.
Plate of spaghetti and a glass of milk.
Oh, no.
Like he's five.
Bro.
Just like mommy taught you.
Yeah. Oh, no. What does your girl think of that? You don't drink milk in front of her, do you?
I don't drink milk.
Hey, Shem, we see them teeth. Okay, what else we got today, Maria?
All right, KT says, has Roz seen the viral toilet paper grass hack on TikTok? I'm curious what his thoughts are on that. Roz, I sent you a text with the TikTok.
I know what it is.
Oh, what is it? What is it? Okay. Can you guys explain it?
Yeah, so you take toilet paper and you put it in a bucket and you throw grass seed in there, like put a substantial amount of toilet paper and then you throw grass seed in it and you wet it with a hose and then you mix it all up so the toilet paper becomes mulch.
Okay.
And then you can throw that in patchy parts of your grass. You got to water it normally and everything else. And then people just grow grass that way. But it's basically hydro seeding, which is they show up at your house with a truck and a hose and they spray green stuff everywhere.
It looks like foam.
It looks like foam, but it's a mulch, like a paper mulch with grass seed that's already slowly starting to germinate, right? So it's basically just home hydro seeding.
Oh, okay.
And the paper acts as a mulch, but it also helps it stick to the soil, and then it also absorbs water, right? So you can keep re-wetting it and re-wetting it, which is the best thing you can do for new grass seed. So yeah, it works. And it's not a hack. It's like hydro seeding has been around forever. But if you have little patches and somebody wants to try it, go ahead. You'll probably get decent results. Like I don't think it's BS. Like if people are asking me if I think it's BS, no, it's been used forever. It's a great process.
What else we got today, Maria?
All right. Fatima says, Mocha, remember, you need to know how to lose before you can learn how to win. How's that trophy, Shem?
Shem wins! Shem wins!
It's great. Thank you for asking.
Wow.
It's got a nice place. It's actually traveled quite a bit. I need to find a permanent place for it here, though, because I get asked about it all the time. I'm in the halls.
Our little
people
desk
are asking,
here.
No, little. It's a big trophy. Can't be on a little desk. I get asked about it
like
all the time.
This is like a big area here.
Yeah, but that's hidden, though. It needs to be somewhere public. You know, like the calf?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. I get asked about it. Honestly, it's ridiculous.
It should be on a pedestal behind you. It should be in your shot in every single thing that you're in.
Yeah, I agree. Starting tomorrow, that'll be the case.
It should be in every single shot, like right over your shoulder.
I gotta say, it's just so big and hard to carry, you know, and not like that little medal that Mocha had. Like it's to lug it around every day is a lot, you know.
See, it's
two
funny
because
nobody ever brings it up. Like I forgot what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like it's not, and you guys are so mean. Like always bringing up old stuff.
Those people that are kind to you, they don't want to bring it up. You know, PTSD and all that stuff, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I get asked about it constantly. It's weird.
Constantly. Constantly. Guys are constant.
All right, gang. That is today's DM Deep Dive. Thank you, everyone. Keep those DMs coming in. They get to Maria, who then organizes them and brings them to the show. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Shem wins! Shem wins!
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.